Now, the theme of justice also figures in today's GeoQuiz. Today we're looking for a city in the Caribbean once nicknamed Ciudad Trujillo, or Trujillo City. The name dates back to the 1930s, when this place in the Dominican Republic was ruled by the dictator Rafael Trujillo. The city has since reverted to its older name. In 1496, Bartholomew Columbus founded the city. By the way, he was the brother of Christopher Columbus. Smart boys they were. The place served as the first seat of the Spanish colonial rule in the New World. Now, let's get back to the 20th century. Dominicans have not forgotten Trujillo's iron-fisted rule, nor his many victims. There's a museum opening this weekend that's dedicated to them. It's in the heart of the Dominican capital that we'd like you to name today. We're going to hear more about the museum and the dictator when we come back with the answer. The issues of justice and remembrance are on people's minds today with the capture of Ratko Mladic in Serbia. It's a timely issue in the Dominican Republic as well. This weekend marks the opening of a new museum in the capital, Santo Domingo. It's dedicated to the victims of the country's most brutal dictators, most notably Rafael Trujillo. The timing is no coincidence. Trujillo was assassinated 50 years ago this weekend. He was gunned down by a group of men avenging the barbarity of his 30-year rule. Tim Mansell sent us this story.
This room here is the memorial room. It's dedicated to all the people who died.
Luisa de Peña shows me around the Museum of Resistance in the days before the opening. It includes photographs, documents, and fearsome instruments of torture, among them an electric chair. The museum commemorates people who challenged 20th century Dominican dictators, in particular, Rafael Trujillo.
Trujillo was one of the worst dictators of Latin America with his policy of extermination. So Trujillo was a very dark figure.
De Peña says in one two-week period in 1937, Trujillo ordered the massacre of 17,000 Haitians. He also eliminated political opponents.
He not only killed the person who opposed his regime, he used to kill the whole family.
Trujillo was shot dead after a dramatic car chase along this stretch of road that leads west out of Santo Domingo along the Caribbean shoreline. There's a large monument here today that marks the spot where the gun battle took place. It lasted several minutes and ended with Trujillo's body sprawled across the highway.
One of the men who carried out the CIA-assisted plot was Antonio Imber. He was driving the car. Imber remembers pulling in front of Trujillo's chauffeur-driven Chevrolet.
And then we started shooting. He came then in front of my car, so I shot him again.
Are you happy that you did this?
Sure. The only way to get rid of him was kill him.
Antonio Imber was the only one of Trujillo's killers to escape reprisal. He hid in a friend's house and emerged 6 months later a national hero. The way Trujillo died is not controversial in the Dominican Republic, says Bernardo Vega, a historian and former ambassador to Washington. They even have a word for it, ajusticiamiento, a word that contains the Spanish word for justice.
We Dominicans react very negatively, for example, when the people that killed Trujillo are called assassins. Because in Spanish, an assassin is a very negative term. You are doing something illegal and immoral. So ajusticiamiento is a way to give it a positive twist to the event. That these are heroes who did this killing, but it was a good thing to do.
Not everyone sees it that way. Some Dominicans feel nostalgia for the Trujillo era and for Trujillo himself. José Miguel Ventura says the country is plagued by crime and drugs, and it needs a strong man again, someone who will bring law and order.
Trujillo was a good dictator because...
He was a good dictator.
Yeah, because we have not too many crime like now.
José Miguel lives in San Cristobal, Trujillo's hometown. He runs a museum out of his tiny home. It's really a shrine to the dictator. José Miguel concedes that Trujillo killed a lot of people.
He was a brutal dictator.
Yeah, he killed a lot of people because that's the way in that time.
If that's the way it was then, the organisers of the new resistance museum want to make sure that those times don't return.
Our slogan, like other memorial museum, is never again, never again.
For the world, I'm Tim Mansell, Santo Domingo.
Santo Domingo is the answer to our GeoQuiz today. Thanks to everybody who played our GeoQuiz texting game. Among those who knew the answer, Dino from Miami, Shad from Prospect, Kentucky, and Zafra from San Antonio. They all texted us the correct answer to the quiz. You can play along next time as well. Just text us GeoQuiz, one word, GeoQuiz, to 69866.